It's a great day. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How you doing? How's it going? Happy Valentine's Day. I know this is February, the month of love, the season of love. And by the time you get this podcast, hey, Valentine's Day would probably be done and dusted. And you'd probably know for sure whether or not that guy's really into you, or he escaped, or probably he has a long-term view, if you know what I'm saying. But from my house to your house, from my heart to your heart, here's wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day. Not just a Valentine's Day, but a Valentine's month. And my prayer for you is that, in this season, you find the love that you're looking for. Anyways, so moving on. Hi, yeah, it's me again. It's been a while. I do apologize. I've been here, there, and everywhere, and just haven't been able to sit down long enough to get this out. And besides, you know how it is. Recording podcasts for me isn't just something that you just sit down and blab. You need to be able to get the right words in season to be able to, connect and strike a chord. Anyway, so hey, what are we going to be talking about today? Well, let's see. Talk about today. Very simple. Check this out, ladies, and this one's just for you. Fellas, hey, sorry, men, maybe another time, but this is for the ladies. All right? Now, this is the subject for today. Is he into me, or does he want to get into me? Yeah, I'm going to say that again. Is he into me, or does he want to get into me? You know what I'm saying? So, how do you know if the guy you're with or the guy you want to date is really into you? He likes you as a person, or he just wants to, get into your pants, for the lack of a better term. So we're going to be dealing with that when we come back from this break from our partners. Don't go anywhere.
GT Bank Mobile Money. Simple money transfer.
All right, welcome back to my podcast. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at I am Steve Harris. That's IAMSTEVEHARRIS. Or you can check out my website. There's a lot of fantastic stuff there at www.IAMSteveHarris.com. All right, so cut to the chase. We're talking about this, ladies. Is he into me, or does he want to get into me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of these things I'm going to deal with in my book, From Friend to Fiance. Now, I'm sorry it's not out. Like I said, it was supposed to be out in November, but we had a few technical hitches and glitches. And you know how it is. We want to be able to do something really fabulous. We couldn't get it out for Valentine's Day either. But hey, here's looking at, the month of March. No doubt about it. Without any reservations, I guarantee that you'll finally be able to get From Friend to Fiance available in the month of March. So please hang in there, and let's just hope, this podcast whets your appetite. Now, in order to do that, I decided, hey, why don't I just talk about a little of the stuff from the book that deals with this particular issue. Is he into me, or does he just want to get into me? You know what I'm saying? All right, check this out, ladies. Now, this is going to be very educational, not just for you as a lady, but also for the fellas who'd be listening to this podcast, because hey, you also need to be able to know how to properly treat a woman. So it's a two-way street. So yes, it's for the ladies, but the fellas can also benefit from this as well. All right, moving on. Secret number 21. Before you date him, ask yourself, is he a scavenger, hunter, or gardener? I'm going to say that again. Before you date him, ask yourself, is he a scavenger, hunter, or a gardener? Let me throw in something that I learned from my mentor, Fela Durutoye. All right? He once told me that there are three types of men in the world. Number one, the scavenger. Number two, the hunter. And number three, the gardener. Allow me to break it down, and you might discover that the man you're interested in might not be the knight in shining armor you've made him out to be. So let's talk about the scavenger, shall we? Now, the scavenger, he's the wily old veteran of the game. He's only interested in girls that have the victim mentality that we talked about in Secret Number 2. Get the book. Now, just check this out. If you tune off E, Style Network, and Africa Magic and change the channel to Discovery or, Animal Planet for a moment, you'll notice that scavengers want prey that offer little or no resistance. I'm going to say that again. Scavengers want chicks that offer little or no resistance. So critters such as hyenas and vultures wait for the prey to die or be very close to death before they make their move. So, a scavenger guy wants a chick who's been used, abused, and looking for what she calls love. Unfortunately, she finds it in all the wrong places. So she probably ends up with a fella who beats her up constantly and abuses her emotionally. Everyone but her can see that he's wrong for her, but she makes excuses for him because, in her mind, their twisted relationship shows that since he beats her, he probably cares enough to want her to change her behavior. And besides, the makeup sex is great. Snap out of it. Sex ain't the same thing as love. A scavenger will hump anything, in a dress, I'm going to say that again. A scavenger will hump anything in a dress. So, sweetheart, you've got to hold your head up high and build your self-esteem. For example, what do you appreciate about yourself? What you got going for you? You're smart, pretty funny, and a good person. Now, if he can't see that, he needs bifocals. And if you let him hit you, you need to get your head examined. So listen to me. Any man who lays his hands on you violently suffers from a huge case of low self-esteem and does not love you. You get that? Any man who lays his hands on you violently suffers from a huge case of low self-esteem and he doesn't love you. So get with the program. Now don't forget that he doesn't have to hit you physically to hurt you. If he beats on your emotions like a conga drum, you're in an abusive relationship and you need to get your derriere out of there, if you know what I'm saying. But hey, I know what you're thinking. But Steve, we've been together for a few years, and I know he has his faults, and I have mine too, but he's a good man inside. He just has these episodes once in a while. I can handle it, I promise. Girl, you're lying through your teeth, and you know it. Let me ask you this. Do you want to go through this abuse every other day for the rest of your life until either death or common sense do you part? I didn't think so. Moving on. So how do you find out if he's a scavenger? Very simple. He's going to feed your lack of self-esteem. He's going to beat away the last vestiges of your pride and make you entirely dependent on him and use you and dump you. Now, if you are hanging out with a fella like that, listen up, sweetheart. You are with a scavenger. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. Let's go to the hunter, okay? Now, the hunter, he's the all-round bad guy. I gotta say it. Sadly, most men fall into this category. But that's not to affirm your long-held suspicion that all men are dogs. We aren't, although we tend to bark quite a bit. So where were we? Ah, yes, the hunter. He has a lot of similarities with a scavenger, though his differentiation is that he prefers his game live and lives for the thrill of the chase. Now, there's nothing more attractive to a hunter than a girl that's got some game. You know what I'm saying? So, just a second. Now, let's switch to the animal planet for a moment, shall we? Now, in hunting circles, it's every hunter's dream to snare either several or all of the big five. Now, let me explain. The big five refer to the five most difficult animals in Africa to hunt on foot. So, we got the lion, the elephant, the rhinoceros, the leopard, and the buffalo. Now, these animals are especially prized because of their scarcity. Notice that I said that word. They are especially prized because of their scarcity and their difficulty to entrap. Now, no serious big game hunter wastes his time chasing gazelles or antelope. Why? Very simple. Because they're available. Now, let's put this in perspective, shall we? The average lady, you, I'm talking about you, the average lady has ingrained in her DNA something that I call the scarcity gene. Now, it's that thing you seem to do so effortlessly when you look a fella in the eye when he steps up to ask for your number or BlackBerry PIN, and he experiences that awkward moment that tells him that he ain't in your league and he backs off. Now, unfortunately, some men are turned on by your unavailability and are determined to have you eating out of their hands in submission at all cost. Now, these players are hunters. Now, listen up, sweetheart. Big game hunters don't chase and kill an animal because they're hungry. They do so because they're gonna put the decapitated head of that animal on their trophy case and display it for all to see so they can share their stories of how they were able to bring that animal down. Now, where do you think the phrase trophy wife came from? All right, now let me show you how this goes down. Let me school you. And don't ask me how I know, because I ain't talking. Check this out. Playa sees this hot chick. She looks awesome, and she's definitely got it going on. You know what I'm saying? Lips, hips, fingertips are all together lovely. She's the cynosure of all eyes, as smart as a whip, and probably knows how to use one, if you know what I mean. Now, his fellas notice her too, and one of them mentions that none of the others have the cojones to step up to her and get her number. Now, our hero remarks ever so confidently that not only can he get her number, but he can get her eating out of his hands and doing his bidding in 3 months. Check it. Not lie. You know feats. How much? Move bets. Now, bets are placed with everyone promising to pay him 30k each if he pulls it off. But he's going to pay them 30k each if it fails. Now, remember, for the hunter, this is just a game. Now, sufficiently motivated, our hero walks up to the hottie ever so confidently, you know, asks for her digits, and of course, you know what happens, because you do it too. You know what happens? She disses him, or ignores him. Ella, ha ha! She just schooled you, man. His homie smirk as he just, you know, as he returns to his seat, they just make fun of him. But you know, our homie says, listen, man, this ain't over. It's on. I'm just warming up. So let the games begin. And from then on, our brave Dark Knight uses the vast tools at his disposal, surreptitiously obtains her BlackBerry pin. You know how we can get, you know, we can get that pin if we want to, girl. You know we can get that pin. All right. He gets her phone number, or coincidentally bumps into her at the club, church, or office, and slowly, using the tools of deception, mystery, and intrigue, he worms his way into her heart. Sound familiar? Now, unfortunately for our doomed diva, the Hunter knows something about her that she doesn't. Most young, upwardly mobile career women come off as tough and impregnable. But he knows it's just a facade. He knows she's just like a coconut. She's got a tough exterior, but she's soft on the inside. But once he's discovered the chink in her armor, he's gonna work it, and she won't even know what hit her. Now, if she's lucky, and I use that term relatively, if she's lucky, he's gonna hit it and split it, or as I'd prefer to say, take the cookies out the jar and leave the crumbs. But if she ain't so lucky, and our Dark Knight has a sinister long-term plan, he gonna marry her. Now, you're listening to this and you're probably thinking, well, you know, this ain't so much of a bad deal. After all, they get hitched, they get married. But remember who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a Hunter. He kills what he touches, and his resume is filled with the corpses of previous conquests. She gets hitched, and she finds out that she's living in a prison. Now, whatever plan she had of furthering her education, he kills it, because she must remain subservient to him. She wants to start a business, he throws the plans out the window. She gets promoted at work, he accuses her of sleeping with the boss and currying favor. He kills her sense of worth and her vision until she becomes a pale shadow of the bright star she once was. Why? Because he's threatened by her potential. Sound familiar? Many women have sadly been caught up in this time-tested trap and found out too late that this was just his plan from the get-go. Now think this over. Could it be, and I'm going to say this very carefully, could it be that your smooth-talking, suave, and debonair knight in shining bling is really a Hunter in disguise? Because I don't get it, man. Because what I don't understand is why most ladies are attracted to Hunters. Look, I know, he's a lot of fun, and he's got a bad boy persona, which you find very attractive. And let's not forget that your maternal instinct kicks in, and you feel a strong desire to reform him and give him an extreme makeover. But ask yourself this. Do you want your club hopping, champagne popping, hanging out with boys, staying out partying, coming home late boyfriend to become your club hopping, champagne popping, hanging out with the boys, staying out partying, coming home late husband? I didn't think so. Enough said. So how do you know this guy's a Hunter? How do you know whether he's into you or if he really wants to get into you, if you know what I'm saying? Check it out. Scripture says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So listen closely to his words. If he's not building you up, he's a Hunter. If he can't keep his hands off you and he's always trying to get you in the sack, he a Hunter. If he spends more time looking at your boobs when he's talking to you than at your eyes, he a Hunter. If he puts himself above you, he a Hunter. By their fruits you shall know them. Selah. So, moving on. Before we continue, I gotta take this ad from our partners. Don't go anywhere. This stuff is going down. Let's do this.
Master, teach us Kung Fu. We want to learn how to, you know, slash.
You want to learn how to slash. You want to be like MT and Pulse? See. Pulse to pulse calls. Formerly 10 kbps per second, but now 8.34 kbps per second. Pulse to MTN calls. Formerly 30 kbps per second, but now 25 kbps per second. Pulse to other networks. Formerly 35 kbps per second, but now 30 kbps per second. MTN Pulse. Great Kung Fu.
Yes! Talk more, laugh more, love more, with the lowest tariffs to the largest community of peeps with the MTN Pulse Tariff Slash. To migrate, dial *406# today.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Welcome back. Alrighty, so we've talked about the scavenger, we've talked about the hunter, and now we're coming to the last man standing, who I like to call the gardener. Now check this out. Now while most gardeners truly, if truth be told, seem to be in short supply, but the truth is, every gardener you see was probably at one time either a scavenger or a hunter. Trust me, So scavengers and hunters can become gardeners only if they become touched by the Holy Spirit. Trust me. You don't get it twisted. All right. Now, please understand that being a hunter or scavenger comes to us naturally. It's our default state. But being a gardener takes a lot of commitment and dedication. Now, as his name implies, the gardener sees the chick as a seed. All right. The hunter sees, you know, the chick as prey, a trophy. The scavenger sees the chick as lunch. All right. So the gardener recognizes that within every seed is the potential of a forest. And in every apple is the potential of an orchard. So, with that mindset, he tries to bring out the best in her. Allow me to explain. Every gardener has several qualities that are indispensable to optimizing a woman's potential. First off, he creates the right environment for the seed to grow. Next up, he waters her. Then he fences her, protects her, and then he prunes her. So I'm going to say that again. He creates the right environment for the seed to grow. Then he waters her. Then he fences her. He protects her, and then he prunes her. He recognizes that, you know, there are two different people who have different backgrounds and life experiences, so, you know, what obtains in one person's life may not exactly be the same for the other. If she grew up in an environment devoid of love, he begins to show her through simple, you know, non-threatening actions what it means to be loved. Everyone needs the right environment to grow. For example, apples don't grow in Lagos. They require the right temperature and soil to be at their best, so they probably most and generally grow in Jos. Now, the gardener is interested in your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations. So, for example, he uses words like we when he talks about your goals. For example, like, when are we going to pay for your, you know, your fashion course? When are we going to pay for your design course? And, you know, allow me to say this, by the way, you know, even though we're gardeners, we expect you to have, you know, come up with at least 70% of your fees for your own damn course, if you know what I'm saying. It's not right for you to be able to expect the fella to just pay all your bills. Yes, I know Beyonce says bills, 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 pay my telephone bills and whatever. Yeah, but you've got to be able to bring your own money. It is your own damn vision, so we expect you to be able to back it up. All right, moving on. I just thought I needed to throw that in there for the fellas. All right, now, another great quality of the gardener is his ability to water your dreams. Now, he constantly feeds the possibilities of what your dreams can be, and he encourages you to seek them out, all right? His first response to your dreams is to build them up and not to break them down as the hunter would do. Remember what we said, that the hunter is threatened by your potential, so he's going to break him down, all right? So now here's something you need to know about the gardener. Now, this is very critical. He may not be as dark, mysterious, dangerous, and so much of an adrenaline junkie as the guys you're probably like dating, like the hunters. But you'd be majoring on the minors if you place charisma over content and swag over substance. All right? Now, that's not to say that all gardeners are drab, dry guys. Far from it. I'm just saying that, you know, they've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, and they got the scars to prove it. You know, so their idea of fun might be a little less dramatic than yours and, you know, perhaps a little more introspective. All right? So next up, the gardener fences, protects, and prunes her. He recognizes that this flower is in a delicate state of development and could be susceptible to goats, also known as hunters and scavengers, and, you know, any other unsavory animals who would like nothing more than to nibble at its tender shoots. So he creates an environment of protection, which, if you're not careful, lady, you might misunderstand as possession. There's a difference between protection and possession, all right? The gardener will protect you. He may have rules and boundaries, but the hunter will, you know, possess you. Now, this is where a lot of women lose the gardener, because it's possible that you've dated a gardener, you've been around a gardener, and you just look at him. He doesn't fit your picture of the all-round mystery bad guy. You know what I'm saying? Listen, girl, it doesn't always work like that. Alright, a lot of women lose the gardener because they rebel against his rules and fight to maintain their independence, and they end up losing the relationship. So let me put it like this. What does it profit you to gain your independence and lose the relationship? You know what I'm saying? Moving on. Now, one of the most difficult parts about being with the gardener is the process that I call pruning. P-R-U-N-I-N-G. Okay, let me explain. Have you ever seen a beautiful, well-manicured garden that has, you know, several flowers, maybe vines creeping all over the wall, and now those vines have become a nuisance because they're trying to reach into everywhere. They probably have thorns, so they become a nuisance. You're trying to walk through the garden, but the vines are pulling at you. You know what I'm saying? So those vines need to be pruned. All right? So every gardener has the responsibility to cut or prune the plants to prevent it from growing out of shape and keep it within the design he's planned. Now, listen, for the fellas who are listening to this, I hope you're listening, because you need to be able to recognize that ultimately you are supposed to be a gardener. Being a hunter, that's not rocket science. That comes to you easy. That comes to us easy. You know what I'm saying? But to become a gardener, you need to have a plan. You need to have a vision. You need to have goals. You need to have a direction. The woman needs to be able to buy into your direction. You know what I'm saying? The Bible calls the wife a help meet. She's supposed to help you meet. So that means if you ain't going nowhere, she can't help you. You know what I'm saying? You need to have a goal that she can help you with. So I just thought I needed to throw that in there. Okay, so for example, back to the ladies. So like I said, the gardener has a responsibility to prune you. So it's in the same way. It's possible, for example, that you're an impulsive spender or maybe a poor saver. Now, if you hook up with a gardener, he's most definitely going to curtail your spending and probably going to ask you to come up with a budget before you spend a dime. Now, you're probably going to get upset, cop an attitude, resist him to the teeth, and say to him, it's my money, I earned it, and you ain't got no right to tell me what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? But slow down, sister. You're going through the pruning process. Now, give another example. You might be a night owl or a party animal, but when you get with a gardener, he might prune the friendships that you've got going on. He might prune your friendships, the ones that you've had for ages that he knows are harmful to you. Now, he's not going to prune every relationship. He's just going to prune the ones that he believes that are harmful to you. Now, I know it sounds like he's cramping your style, but trust me, it's for your own good. Now, another thing I need to state about the gardener is that he's not threatened by your success. He's not threatened by your job. He's not threatened by your car. The fact that you drive a big-ass car, you have a big-ass salary, all that kind of stuff. He's not threatened by that. You know what I'm saying? He's cool with it. The gardener is a coach whose sole delight and responsibility is to make sure you, sweetheart, his player, does great and becomes the MVP, you know, the most valuable player, and you so that you can win as many championships as you can. All right, so the gardener really is a coach, and you're just his player. You know what I mean? So, besides, hey, the quality of a gardener isn't measured by his skill or dexterity with the lawnmower or garden shears. It's measured by the quality of his garden. I'm going to say that again. The quality of a gardener isn't measured by his skill or dexterity with the lawnmower or garden shears. It is measured by the quality of his garden. All right, so enough said. Show me a great garden, and I'll show you a fantastic gardener. All right, so question is, ladies, do you want to be a prickly thorn bush or a well-manicured garden? You got to swallow your pride and let the trimming begin. Right, that's it. Done and dusted, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the podcast for today. Is he into me, or does he want to get into me? Now, I hope with these few thoughts, you should be able to determine whether or not the fella you're looking at or the fella you're with is really, you know what I'm saying, a scavenger, hunter, or a gardener. You know what I mean? You've got to be able to look it out. So you can be, right now, you should be able to determine whether or not he's into you or he just wants to get into you. You know what I mean? Hey, so I'm done. You know, hey, you can go to my website, www.iamsteveharris.com. Hey, it's possible you might want to pre-order your copy of From Friend to Fiancé, because what I just read to you was literally from my book. It's going to be out in stores in March. But hey, if you want to pre-order, be my guest. Just holler at www.iamsteveharris.com and just place your order ASAP, and we can work it, baby. Or you can send an email to info@iamsteveharris.com, info@iamsteveharris.com. Just title it Booking from Friends of Fiance, and we can pre-order your copy so that when it comes in, you know, we can be able to let you know how much it is, and we can deliver to you also. You can also follow me on Twitter at @iamsteveharris, at @iamsteveharris. Holla at your boy. And shout out to Mr. Nighthouse himself for the beat, DJ Clem. You can follow him on Twitter at @DEJAY_KLEM. That's Mr. Nighthouse himself, DJ Clem. Holla at your boy, son. I see you. This is your life strategist saying to you, you know how we do, say it with me. It's not what you don't have that limits you, it's what you have, but you don't know how to use. I hope you find it. I hope you work it. Well, sweetheart, I hope you use it. God bless you.